This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Democrats in the Colorado Senate have given preliminary approval to a bill making it easier for labor unions to organize. Chaz Sisk with the Capital News Alliance reports they're trying to change a law that has governed organizing in the state since World War II.
A lot has changed since the 1940s, and it's time for the state's laws to be updated, says Democratic Senator Jesse Danielson.
This is a relic of the past. It's been referenced as this great grand compromise, but it really is not.
Two elections is a high bar. Not only do unions have to win a majority to be recognized, they have to get support from three-quarters of workers to start collecting fees to represent them. Republicans have tried to reduce the impact of repeal. Their proposals have included exempting farm workers and businesses with fewer than 100 employees. But those efforts have so far come up short.
Chaz Sisk reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. The forensic pathologist who did the autopsy on Christian Glass testified during the second trial of Andrew Buin, the former sheriff's deputy accused of killing Glass in 2022. CPR's Tony Gorman.
Dr. Meredith Frake told the jury that Glass died from multiple gunshot wounds during his encounter with law enforcement. The 22-year-old had called 911 after his car was stuck on the side of a road near Silver Plume. Glass also suffered multiple wounds from beanbags and tasers that were deployed after he refused to leave his car. Defense attorneys also pointed out that self-inflicted cuts were also found on his wrists. Frank says those additional injuries didn't contribute to his death. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Families of young people seeking gender-affirming care speak out after an executive order forced hospitals to change their procedures.
I think that there should be political resistance like this on a small scale, but by the hospital entities on a larger scale.
Now a judge has put that executive order on hold, and there's more about it a little later. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.